Earlier this week, we talked about proposed changes to Wisconsin's livestock siting rules. They cover things like how far manure storage needs to be set back on farm properties and ways to manage runoff. We heard from the Dairy Business Association, which says some of the changes on the table could prevent farmers from being able to grow their operations. Today, we hear a different perspective. Kara O'Connor is Government Relations Director at the Wisconsin Farmers Union. They think the rules are a step in the right direction. Kara, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
The rules as they exist for livestock siting and expansion, where do you and the Farmers Union see them falling short?
Let's go back to how this all began. In 2006, the state legislature dramatically circumscribed local government authority over livestock operations. That meant that the ceiling for things like setbacks, engineering standards to make sure that nutrients and manure wasn't running off of feedlots, the fees, all of those were, the ceiling for all of those was set at the state level, and local governments, in most cases, were prohibited from going beyond even when the need required. And as time has gone on, problems have emerged. I want to emphasize that many livestock operations are great neighbors, but in places where problems have emerged, local governments are largely powerless to respond to those concerns. And luckily, when those when the law was passed in 2006, the legislature, in its wisdom, also worked in a periodic review of ATCP 51. Those are the rules that we're talking about. And so this is one of those periodic reviews. A lot has changed in the last 13 years. And so Wisconsin Farmers Union believes that it's time, it's past time to update some of the things that would give local governments more latitude to respond to local concerns.
Right. In the current proposals, what kind of things would change for local governments? Because I understand it wouldn't be a drastic change allowing local governments to do whatever they wanted.
If local governments wanted to keep in place exactly what they have now, they could. But for those who, for example, see a need for greater setbacks, this would untie their hands and allow them to respond to concerns that neighbors might have. Right now in the rules, for example, a livestock operation can use part of the neighbor's property to satisfy their own setback because the setback is calculated from the nearest building and not the property line. But where the building is now may not be where someone might want to build a building in the future. And so the new proposal would allow a local government to calculate the setbacks from the neighbor's property line. That allows the neighbor to have full property rights in all of their property, not just the buildings.
Let's flesh out what we mean by setbacks. That's where, say, a manure disposal area, manure storage area, that's how close it can be to my property line or as things are to a neighbor's building.
Exactly. And in the public hearings, we heard some really compelling testimony from people who said, the manure smell is such that I can't hang laundry out on the line. I can't open my windows. And we know in a couple of documented instances that the Department of Revenue has reduced people's property values due to proximity to CAFOs and large livestock operations. And the landscape looks different than it did in 2006 when 1,000 animal units was a really large farm. Now we're seeing 5, 7, 10,000 animal unit operations. And with that comes a greater need to be responsive to neighbors, and greater setbacks come along with that.
Now, a concern we heard from a dairy group, and there are others on board with this, is, you know what, this creates uncertainty for farmers. It could make it more difficult for existing, say, dairy farms who want to expand their operation a certain amount. It's an obstacle to their businesses if we make these changes. What do you say to that?
There are lots of different businesses in rural communities. And let's take, for example, the neighbor who might want to start a bed and breakfast. But if they can't expand and build a new building or a new facility closer on their property because of proximity, because part of their property is being used to satisfy a setback, that also hinders their business. And we're seeking a balance. And those are really local conditions that require a local response. And that's why these rules, these changes would untie the hands of local government to evaluate the local circumstances and set balance those two interests.
Talking to Kara O'Connor from Wisconsin Farmers Union, talking about proposed changes to Wisconsin rules when it comes to various siting decisions related to livestock operations in the state. Again, with those setbacks, I think a concern that we heard again from the dairy group, Kara, is that, okay, I'm a farmer. Next door, it's a farmer. If I can't use the property line as the setback guidepost, I'm basically saying, okay, if there could hypothetically be a building there at some point in the future, that's limiting my operations. The existence of a hypothetical building there is stopping me from siting this manure disposal area where I want to.
A local government can always reduce the setback. That's the key. So if the local government understands that situation and decides that that neighbor is likely to never be anything other than a cornfield, then the opportunity is always there to reduce it. But right now, Madison is setting the ceiling, and local governments, even when the need calls for it, can't set a setback that's higher than what we have now. And we're seeing plenty of evidence that those are not always sufficient.
And you've raised the concern that Wisconsin already has overproduction of dairy in many ways, or the nation does for that matter. It's keeping commodity prices low. Do you see the rules as they are helping larger operations, maybe the expense of smaller ones?
Well, what I would say is that tough economics don't eliminate the need for us as an industry to be accountable to our neighbors and to our communities. Wisconsin Farmers Union, through our Dairy Together initiative, is looking for ways to make all farms of every size profitable at the size that they are now without the need for continual expansion. And so at DairyTogether.com, we have that research that bolsters those proposals that would enhance the profitability. And that's a key for us. We do want the dairy industry to thrive.
And there are concerns not just with the siting, as I understand, but with odor treatment, regardless of where the pit is. What goes on there with these rules when evaluating how much odor is being generated by a livestock operation?
One of the important shifts in these proposed rules is turning from the offset model, which is the model that was used previously to calculate odor and setbacks, to a straight numerical setback from property lines. The offset model that we're using now is becoming obsolete. It's not going to be supported by the developers in the future. And it's hard to enforce because it's complex. There are lots of minute details and really some elements in the current odor scoring that are scientifically questionable. That shift to straight setbacks is much easier to enforce. We know what the distance from a property line is, and it'll be more robust. It's more similar to what other states have done. And it's important to note that other states have even bigger setbacks than what are being proposed here.
Now, you're one farmers group who says, yes, let's change these rules in this way. A lot of powerful agricultural groups are saying, no, we don't want these changes. There are some state lawmakers who have said, yeah, they're going to lie down in front of the tractor on this one. They're not going to let these changes happen. Are you worried that these proposals that you're looking for are just going to be shut down ultimately?
There are some tensions that will not go away if these rules are shut down. We have rural roads that are deteriorating at a rapid pace and far faster than we are able to towns can afford to rebuild them. And heavy truck traffic is one of the single largest factors in that decline. If towns don't have a way of managing the heavy truck traffic that's coming from large livestock operations, then we're going to be in a situation where the whole industry is suffering due to lack of roads. And we're just at a crisis point with regard to our road funding, for example. We're at a crisis point with regard to our water. And one of the things that the proposed rules would do would be to allow for more frequent inspection of manure pits to make sure that they're not leaking, because we know of instances where manure pits have leaked and that manure has spread into the water table. The rules would ensure that, or would allow local government to ensure that a facility actually has the land base that they need to accommodate the number of animals that they have in terms of manure. We don't require that now. And so that's where we get into a crunch with too much manure being spread on too few acres. those are problems that aren't going to go away if this rule does. And so I think rather than delaying the inevitable, it only makes sense to take the opportunity that we have now to make some small steps in progress toward those concerns.
The rules are one venue to deal with some of these issues. As you said, even these would be small steps. Are there other places outside of this particular rulemaking process that you're looking at for changes along the lines of water quality, road protection, and the other things you just talked about?
Certainly. This summer, we've seen the Speaker's Water Quality Task Force hold a series of hearings all around the state. And one of the big take-homes for me was the effectiveness of grazing as a farming technique to both improve farmer profitability and improve water quality. We had a county conservationist who said, I have to tell you, grazing just blows every other practice out of the water. When we would love to see the legislature create a new grazing and organics position at DATCAP, as the governor proposed, that would really enhance the ability of farmers to adopt that practice.
Kara, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That was Kara O'Connor, Government Relations Director at the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She was with us today to tell us why they support proposed changes to the state's livestock siting rules. Earlier this week, we heard a different perspective from the Dairy Business Association, which says these changes would hurt farmers' ability to compete with farmers in other states. If you want to listen back to that interview, you can find it online at WPR.org.